Okay, guys and girls, let's go ahead and do a recap.
It's time for social studies in this fifth grade classroom in Glendale. Among the students following this lesson about the American colonies is Karen Beltran. She's a 10-year-old with a perpetual smile. When she first entered public education in Arizona about 5 years ago, she didn't speak much English.
I felt really scary. I was like shocked. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, it was really weird learning English because I mostly speak Spanish at home.
These days, though, she feels much more comfortable.
I feel okay with the English. It's not bad.
A student like Karen reveals how tricky it is to define who's an English language learner. Up until what point should students like her receive special help in English? And at what point should they be reclassified into mainstream curriculum? In Arizona, these very issues are so controversial they've triggered lawsuits, voter propositions, and federal civil rights investigations. And every state uses different tests and criteria to make those decisions.
An English learner as defined in one state is very likely to be different than an English learner defined in another state.
Robert Linquanti is an expert in evaluating English learners at West Ed, an education research institute in California.
So if a given student who is considered an English learner in Arizona were to move to California, they may not be considered an English learner, or vice versa.
And that's the big problem here. States are trying to find more common ground in curriculum and testing through the initiative known as the Common Core. That will allow for better comparisons across states and data that show what's working. A growing group of education experts says as part of that, states must agree on a unified definition of who is an English language learner. Otherwise,
we could very well be comparing apples to oranges based on the definition of English learner that we use.
There's just simply not going to be a process by which an external entity establishes pro forma a standard in Arizona.
John Hoopental is Arizona's superintendent of public instruction.
It's not going to happen.
Hoopental is convinced that states can keep their own local definitions of English learners and statisticians can account for discrepancies. And he says there's another reason he's reluctant to make changes.
We have a lot of confidence in how we've built our English language learner system. We have a lot of confidence in our test measurement. We have a lot of confidence in the standards that we put in place.
Hoopental likes to point out that English learners in Arizona are put into mainstream curriculum programs faster than students in other states. But critics say that's because Arizona's test was too easy. The federal government even intervened last year as a result. Sal Gabaldon of the Tucson Unified School District says all this reveals a fundamental problem.
A lot of the decisions that are made about English acquisition are made from a political perspective rather than a pedagogical perspective.
Gabaldon has often been frustrated with state-mandated policies for English language learners. He says reforms that would allow Arizona to compare its results with other states would be welcome.
We're kind of in a bubble. I guess is the way to put it. We look within and congratulate ourselves without having any kind of a measuring stick that validly could compare what we're doing to what other states are doing.
Still, it will likely take years for states to agree on a standard way to define English learners, whether or not Arizona chooses to participate. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Joffe Block.